Give me a break. This whole thing is the biggest fairy tale I've ever seen. Biggest fairy tale, biggest fairy tale. Give me a break. Fairy tale, fairy tale, fairy tale.
Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm hustling,
every day I'm
hustling. We'll win the state of Delaware. That is a polling here as of January 29th, having done by CNews home state, NBC News project.
When I talk like this, people say, oh, he's so idealistic. He's so naive. He's a hope monger. I've heard this criticism lately that I'm peddling false hopes, that I need a reality check. The notion is that somehow, if you're realistic, then you set your sights low. That if you talk about hope, somehow you must be passive and have your head in the clouds and just wait for things to happen to you. I have to remind people that's not what hope is. It's true, I talk about hope a lot. I have to. The odds of me being here aren't very high. My dad left me when I was two. I was raised by my single mom and my grandparents, and they didn't have a lot of money. They didn't have a lot of status. They could give me love and education and hope. And so I do. I put hope on my signs. I spoke about hope at the Democratic Convention. I wrote a book called The Audacity of Hope. But I need to explain, people, hope is not blind optimism. Hope is not ignorance of the challenges that lie before. I know how hard it will be to provide health care to everybody. The church and the drug companies aren't going to give up their profits either. I know how hard it will be to change our energy policy. ExxonMobil made $11 billion this past quarter. I know how hard it is to alleviate poverty that has built up over generations. I know how hard it is make sure that we're lifting up our schools, because it's not just going to involve teachers, not just going to involve administrators, it will involve parents and communities changing our mindset about our children. I know these things because I fought on the streets as a community organizer. I have fought in the courts as a civil rights attorney. I have fought in the legislature. And I've won some fights, but I've lost some too. I've seen good legislation die because good intentions were not enough, because they weren't fortified with political will or political power. I've seen how this country's judgment has been clouded sometimes by fear and division, how we've been made to be afraid of each other, afraid of immigrants, afraid of gays, afraid of people who don't look like us. I know how hard change is. But I also know this, that nothing worthwhile in this country has ever happened except somebody, somewhere, was willing to hope.